To find out what's really going on behind the music, sometimes you have to dig deep. I'm Dr. Mike, and on the new season of Going There, we're doing just that.
Art or music can be your escape and your therapy.
Going There is the podcast at the crossroads of music and mental health, where we have raw, meaningful conversations with artists like Noah Kahn, Julian Baker, Jason Isbell, Youngblood, The Head and the Heart, and Bishop Briggs.
I recently heard someone describe grief as glitter, where you'll clean it up and then you'll find little pieces.
By opening ourselves up to these real discussions about mental health, we can foster understanding and gain even greater appreciation for the music we all love.
For me, like, my favorite songs give me happy tears.
So join me and some of your favorite artists on the new season of Going There with Dr. Mike, brought to you by Sound Mind Live and the Consequence Podcast Network. Subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Hello, and welcome to Long Time No See, the podcast. Each week, we'll be pairing two blindfolded comedians who've agreed to sit down with a mystery guest. I'll be putting them on the spot with a series of questions about their careers, lives, and opinions. Without further ado, please remove your blindfolds and introduce yourself.
Hey, I'm Michael.
Hi, Andrea.
I have to be honest with you, I am so relieved to see it's you.
Do you have any irrational fears? What's the worst fad you were into? Is there any job that you would be terrible at?
Underwater welder?
Don't say that about yourself.
Do you guys have any useless talents?
I kicked one of those delivery robots.
What? You kicked one?
Yelling. I kick those all the time.
They have names on them.
Good.
I can make smoke come out of my mouth with nothing.
Do it.
You want to see it?
What the f***? Are you a dragon?
Out now, Long Time No See, the podcast, season 2. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Kim Namjoon, Kim Seokjin, Min Yoongi, Jung Ho Seok, Park Jin Min, Kim Taeyang, Jung Jungkook, Sitting BTS.
Hey, welcome back. I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and this is Stanning BTS.
And oh my god, comeback is near. Like,
yes, the comeback is coming up.
I'm so excited. I'm sure that the intros and the teasers will drop anytime. And also, can you imagine what this intro is going to be? What these teasers are going to be?
Oh my god, if Taeyang is the intro, yeah, like, fuck, I'm screwed.
Oh my god.
I cannot wait. If it ends up not being him, I'll be real upset, but I guess I'll be all right. But I really want him to have the intro.
He should.
Yeah, it's his turn.
It is his turn. He hasn't had one yet. Also, I just have to bring up Burn the Stage. I know that, like, we haven't really been talking about it, but we've been watching it. In the last episode, they were in Chicago and LA, and it just gave me so many feels as an American ARMY.
I know, me too, especially since we're so close to Chicago. Like, we're in St. Louis and Kansas City. Like, we're not that far. We could have gone to that shit.
Why weren't we in Chicago? Why?
Why were we not in Chicago? I know.
Why did we not know about them?
I know, and now that we watch Burn the Stage, we see that they were, like, roaming through the streets and shopping and just hanging out. Imagine if we were in Chicago. And we
oh, my God.
Just at the aquarium or the park that V and RM were at. Like, oh my god, no one knew who they were.
Nobody fucking noticed at all. What the fuck?
So we have reached 70 reviews on iTunes, meaning
oh my god.
That we are 30 reviews away from Taecook, which is super exciting because I was at work today and I had some downtime. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and start my Taecook episode Google Doc. So I started it. Oh my gosh, I'm like so deep into it already. So I'm really excited. I am totally prepared for when we do Taecook.
It's going to be so great. I cannot wait to just sit back and literally let you just tell me all about Taecook.
I know exactly what I'm going to talk about. I have it all laid out already. Like, I just got to go in and add some more detailed notes. It's going to be good.
Get those fucking last 30 reviews so Bethany can do Taecook.
Wow, just be blunt about it. Okay.
It's the only way. Otherwise, we never get to do it. And Bethany literally texts me every day like, oh my god, we have 57 reviews. We have 58 reviews. We're getting so close to Taekook. And it's like,
Want Taekook. I just want Taekook, guys. Like, I don't even really care about the reviews. I just want to do Taekook.
But I made this rule, so. Okay, so let's get into this episode. In today's episode, we are going to cover all of the teasers and music videos that Big Hit released during the Dark and Wild era. Besides just a few, though, we are talking about the What Am I to You Dark and Wild comeback trailer, which came out on August 5th, 2014, which is just about 6 months after the Boy in Love era began.
Yeah, it happened right after.
Mm-hmm. Totally. So they're moving quick. Next up is the Danger official teaser 1, which came out on August 11th, 2014, followed up by Danger official teaser 2, which came out on August 13th, 2014, and then the Danger official music video and the Dark and Wild album both released on August 19th, 2014. And then about a month later, the War of Hormone official music video came out on October 21st. We're not talking about, like, we know they released a remix for Danger and there's some great visuals and we know that they have like a dance practice for both of them, but we're not talking about those right now, just the official music videos.
Yeah, the official music videos is already so much, you know. Yeah. So it would be really difficult to do all of those other videos that came out around the same time,
which are definitely videos that we want to talk about in the future. Like, there's some amazing stuff in there.
Yeah, like their dance practice video, shit.
Yeah, this era is the era where they do that one dance that you really like that has like the three different cameras and they dance to like Tech N9ne and Limp Bizkit.
Yes, I love that. I love that video so much.
They do that during this era and I was like, damn, that fucking video, that needs its own podcast episode. So
we need to do an episode on that. Like, yeah, 100%.
For sure. We should just like do it next so that way we can get onto more comebacks since a new comeback is very near.
Hell yeah, let's do that. Maybe we'll do that for the next episode. I'm totally down to do that.
Yeah. So anyways, okay.
So basically, going back to what this podcast or this episode is about, there's a shit ton of official teasers and music videos that came out, including Danger and War of Hormone. So just disclaimer, this episode is going to be a lot of fangirling and not a whole lot of actual analysis of the videos. I mean, we'll maybe get into that a little bit, but I mean, it's going to be a shit ton of fangirling, so
dude,
disclaimer.
It's the danger era.
Like,
it's the fucking Danger era.
And
okay?
War of Hormone, come on.
This is Jimin's era. Like, he has too many goddamn looks, and it's just totally his era. I mean, this is gonna be largely fangirling, so.
Yeah, Jimin's pretty intense.
Strap in.
With Danger, I would say. Yes.
Oh my god.
All right. So let's go ahead and get into it. Yeah, because we have a lot to talk about. So the very first one we're going to talk about is What Am I to You? Dark and Wild comeback trailer. So this video, it starts off in a jungle and the camera, like the camera lens, is hiding behind this shrubbery. So you can see these bright green leaves, but you can't really see anything but those, you know, green leaves that are in front of the camera.
Mm-hmm.
And so in the background, we can kind of hear a crowd of people talking and a bell toll from a grandfather clock. And then suddenly the branches of leaves just pull back from the camera. So now you can see this stone arch. And
yes,
it's surrounded by letters BTS. Mm-hmm. And they're written in white, and it's in that, like, old BTS font, kind of like their old logo.
Mm-hmm.
But beneath BTS, there's these 8 bright red, like, roses. Well, they're not roses. They're, like, flowers. But there's 8 of them. And actually, Corey was the one who pointed out the 8 flowers. I made him watch this with me. He saw the red flowers. He's like, oh, so is that 7 members? And who's the other flower? I was like, oh my god, I never noticed that.
Oh my god, who is the other flower?
Yeah, so there's 7 flowers, and I think maybe the 8th flower is kind of like the girl that we see in Boy in Love.
The 8th flower is ARMY.
Oh, that's a good way to look at it. That's a really good, like, way to look at it.
I mean, if you want to be sappy.
Maybe it's Army. Maybe it's this girl that's in Boy in Love, because we're definitely transitioning into an angsty teenage boy vibe. So anyways, the camera then, it slowly zooms in past the archway, and we see the, like, red flowers start to blossom, and then the camera focuses in on the letters BTS. Mm-hmm. And then after that, the camera pushes past BTS, and we see this beautiful waterfall in the background. There's these, like, red rocking horses on the ground. I really don't know why those are there. I feel like they should represent something, but I have no idea what their reasoning is for putting red rocking horses in. But those are on the ground. You see blue skies, green trees, and everything seems very happy-go-lucky, you know? And RM is rapping these lyrics that are kind of pretty much reinforcing that feeling of just happy and lovey-dovey, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So everything seems really perfect and beautiful, but then shit gets dangerous, which pun absolutely intended, because that's exactly what we transitioned into.
I was going to ask, is that pun intended? Yeah, so we totally, I think it's like, I like to know times. So right at 1:26 in the video, we begin transitioning from the vibrant forest and like everything that you just described, and then like it goes into like this dark, like really dingy setting. Everything completely changes. RM's rap style changes up. Like, he seems super angsty and impatient, and basically his vibe and the lyrical meaning are the complete opposite before this part.
Yeah,
he's totally rapping about unreciprocated love. And, like, it's from a current or maybe a wanted partner. And he says, you gave me your heart, I gave you my heart. He also says, don't you dare confuse me. He's just, like, real angsty, real, like, frustrated. And he just wants this love. We see tons of symbolism that matches the new vibe and lyrics as well. Like, we see burning buildings, smoke, bare trees, falling roses, half-buried cell phones, buildings in ruins, and just a lot of dark colors in general. Like, it's pretty much all black and white and red and fiery and smoky and nighttime and sad and angry.
Yeah, not really sad. Very dark and grungy. Very dark and grungy. And the cell phones, they kind of look like gravestones. Like, they're not actually gravestones, but they kind of look like it, the way that they're like underground like that.
Yeah, that's totally what I thought they were at first. Yeah,
and they also say like words like hate and love and things like that on it. But yeah, so definitely dark and grungy. The setting, once we pass that stone arch, it's just like totally different. So it's kind of like we're saying, hey, it's officially a new era. Like, we went from boy in love to fucking danger. Like, it's gonna get... it's going to get so good.
Because, like, at the beginning of the video, we passed under a stone arch that had flowers all over it. And then during this part, we pass under another stone arch that's, like, then it's all, like, destruction and fire and all that shit.
Yeah. Some intense shit. All right. So let's go ahead and get into Danger official teaser number one.
Yes. Okay, so this teaser starts off with flashes of each member doing, like, a different thing. Like, Jin is just kind of, like, walking. Tae is leaning into a big mirror. He has, like, really wet hair with, like, long-ass bangs. I don't know why, but, like, he looks very angry in the mirror, like, very angsty and
so angsty.
Oh, my gosh.
He's, like, frustrated with himself.
Yeah, like, he wants to, like, hit the person in the mirror, and it's himself.
It's sexy. Okay, anyways.
We see Jimin hitting a punching bag. Oh, my God, so hot. Like, talk about sexy.
Yeah, no, it really is.
He's wearing, like, a tank top, and he has, like, you know, boxing gloves on, and he's just going to town, and it's a lot. Suga is playing basketball, and he looks, I don't know, frustrated while playing basketball. Like, everything that every member is doing, even though it could be just a normal task, like walking or like working out by hitting a punching bag or playing basketball, they're all like acting super frustrated, like fed up.
They're very frustrated, and they're being kind of reckless. Like, they're just doing reckless shit.
They don't give a shit. They're mad. This is how they're showing their feelings.
Uh-huh.
We see that Jungkook is destroying a piano with a bat, so that's cool. J-Hope is dancing in a mirror, which is like, J-Hope is, you know, he's a dancer. He always is dancing into a mirror when he's practicing. But again, he's hella angsty. Just,
yeah, no, he's, you can tell he's angry. He's not satisfied with the way he's dancing or something like
yeah.
that. Like, he's working really, really hard, and everything he's doing is not satisfying his...
His movements seem frustrated, and his body seems more tense, whereas we know J-Hope is, like, very fluid. So,
yeah.
And then
yeah.
RM is writing at a desk, but still angsty, like, writing hard and fast and angry.
Yes. Angsty writing.
Just, like, yes. fucking okay. mad.
Angsty writing.
Dangerous. Right. Danger.
Danger.
Just writing danger.
Yeah. So they're all doing really reckless shit. So the video shows clips of them all being super frustrated, doing whatever they're doing. And by the end of this video, like the end of this teaser, mm-hmm. you can kind of see how, like, when this dropped, ARMY had to have been freaking out.
Flipping, like, the fuck out.
Yeah, it's definitely does its job of being a teaser for sure. So how it ends is danger is written across the screen, and then the song switches to a cappella, like, oh my God.
Yes, oh my God.
I love when they do that.
It's the same thing that they did with Boy in Love.
Yeah, with Boy in Love, yeah.
Yeah.
So it switches to a cappella, and you can just hear all of their beautiful voices singing, like, goddamn. And then during this, we see a little clip of them dancing, and Jungkook is in the front, and he pulls his arm in front, looks right at the camera, points his fingers like he's shooting a gum directly at us, at the camera. And then you see them go into this hardcore choreography, but then the screen goes completely black.
No.
No, just like completely black. Like, no.
What the
Finish
fuck?
This shit. Finish this shit.
We want more.
We want more. We want the K-drama.
We want the K-drama. Like, seriously.
Caleb, we need to make merchandise. We need merchandise that says, where is the K-drama?
I'm just going to go to the craft store and buy a t-shirt and a fabric marker and just write, we want the K-drama, because that's how
we want the K-drama.
I think that and feel that every single day.
Yeah.
Like, where is Jin's K-drama?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay, so going back to this ending of this video, what the fuck, really? All it does is, they did the same thing with Boy in Love teasers. All it does is leave us in, like, this crazy anticipation. We do not know how to handle our shit after watching this, because just the acapella, that effect of dropping the instrumental out, just, it makes you feel like you're on a cliffhanger, like you're just hanging in air.
No, it's glorious. It's such a glorious feeling when they do that. Yeah. Yeah. No, they know that dropping the instrumental and just doing the acapella, like, gets to us. Like, it
they
intensifies the whole thing.
The whole feeling, the whole effect. So let's get into to Danger Official Teaser 2, which, of course, just came out a few days later. First of all, we love them.
Yes, we fucking love them. This was our first thought when we were watching the videos together. We actually spent quite a bit of time researching this shit. But when mm-hmm. we were together, we researched a little bit of this. And we just had to pause it right at the beginning. Like, we fucking love BTS.
We love them so much.
Yeah, we love them so much.
we just had to say it. If it wasn't obvious.
We just had to say that. Yeah. So, again, this official teaser number 2, again, it's so bad boy, and it breaks my heart. When we were watching it, it was breaking my heart, because I knew this was the end of the bad boy era, because after this, we get the most beautiful moment in life, which is a great era, too, but we lose
Amazing.
That bad... Yeah, we lose that bad boy BTS, and it just breaks my heart, because I love it so much, but doing this episode is really fun, because we get to enjoy the bad boy era while it lasts.
Yeah, and this is some of the best that the bad boy eras had to offer. Fucking Danger, oh my God, okay. So this teaser just shows us that this song, Danger, is really going to live up to the Dark and Wild name, like the album name, because holy fuck, We see so much eyeliner.
So much eyeliner.
So much sexiness. So much fucking eyeliner.
So like, much sexy.
So much sexy. And, like, oh my, I love a man in some good eyeliner. Like, men, it should be normal and accepted for men to wear makeup because, Jesus, it's not fair. It's not fair what they do when they all put thick black eyeliner on their, like, lower lash line. They're trying to murder us.
They're all demons, Kayla.
You know what, Bethany? Thank you. They're all demons in this era.
They're all demons.
Some of them way more often than others. Jin is never a demon in this era. I'm sorry, but many of the other ones are.
To all of our listeners, when we get later into the episode, when we start talking about Danger and War of Hormone, especially Danger, I have been persuaded now that every single BTS member is, in fact, a demon.
maybe not every single one, but definitely Jimin, definitely V, definitely RM, definitely Suga, for fucking sure, Suga.
Go ahead and add Jin and J-Hope to that list, girl.
Man, okay, you're
They're
right.
All demons.
You right, boo. You right. You real right. But
so anyways,
we need to. Yeah. Anyways.
Yeah. So the teaser begins with these sirens, and it shows individual shots of Tae, RM, J-Hope, and Jin, and they're all inside this, like, subway station.
Mm-hmm.
Tae is just kind of walking. RM is sitting on the edge of these subway tracks, and he's throwing his hands real aggressively in the air. Then we see J-Hope, who's also walking, but he kind of throws his hands down forcefully, but then he starts hitting his chest, like, repeatedly with his fist.
Yeah.
And then we see Jin, who is sitting on a bench, and real dramatically, he drops his head into his hands, just covering his entire face. Like, he's so distressed.
He's like, the world is ending.
Yes, yes. So, basically, from this beginning part, we can see, like, all in all, they're displaying this really heightened emotions of frustration and anger. Also, the beginning of this video, like, after that, we transition into where the last teaser ended. So we finally get to see that intense choreography that was going to start at the end of the last teaser.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Jungkook pointed at us and you saw that they were going to go into this real intense choreography and then it just ends. So this second teaser kind of picks up where that ended.
Uh-huh.
So then after that, RM waves us closer and then it shifts to the choreography.
The choreography. Oh my god.
Yes. And Jungkook is in the front and
Jungkook.
Did you put that?
No. It autocorrected.
Did it really?
No.
No, it didn't start.
No, it didn't.
Kayla, in our Google Doc, instead of writing Jungkook, she wrote Jungkook.
I just feel like you would appreciate it.
I did. I read over it. I'm sorry.
You shouldn't have.
Jungkook. Anyways, he's starting to look a little bit more like a man. Like
a man.
Boy in Love, the School Love Affair album. Jungkook is still super tiny.
Mm-hmm.
But during Danger, he starts to look a little bit more like a man. Like a little bit older. He's got those pants on. He's got like leather ripped jeans on.
It's too much.
He looks real good. As this video kind of comes to an end, we see them dancing in water. And K-pop kind of does this in a lot of their videos, and I don't know why, but let me tell you, it is so sexy. It's so perfect. And
I love
angelic,
it.
And just like, just stop. Like, they're dancing in water, and it looks so good. And J-Hope's in front, too. Like, ugh.
This has really become a problem. This is like a really, this is an intense habit that we have right now. Oh my gosh. And like, for real, Jimin is a demon. Like, you can, in every single shot of him during this video, you could pause it at any time and you could see that he's a demon. So I just have to point that out.
The heavy, like, eyeliner doesn't really help the situation. I kind of think he's a demon more now because of that heavy eyeliner, but I see it.
Mm-hmm.
I see it.
Those are the teasers. Let's get into the Danger official music video. So again, this dropped the same day as the Dark and Wild album released on August 19th. For this video, they're in kind of like a dingy ass like subway station, like down in the subway, like with a waiting area for a subway to come through. So there's like a lot of stone arches and like a few benches. Like, they dance on the platform between where two subways would run. They're also in like a warehouse thing or like a gym at some point. I don't know.
No, yeah, like I know that Suga's playing basketball and J-Hope is, like, they're all kind of inside this concrete building, like, where they're all kind of doing these activities, where they're, like, Jungkook has a piano that he's hitting in the middle of this concrete building.
I don't know if this is supposed to represent, like, the school that they were in Boy in Love, but it's, like, a different era, so it's, like, all dark and dingy and, like... Because, like, it would kind of make sense, like, if it was, like, the type of schools they went to have, like, a dance room and, like, a basketball room and, like, a music room and, like, all this stuff. Like, that's what I was kind of thinking, but I have no idea.
Oh, I didn't even really think about that.
I mean, maybe.
Yeah, maybe, yeah. I just kind of thought it was, like, a warehouse. I don't know. Why would they be in a warehouse?
I have no... Why are they in a subway station?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, they kind of do that in Not Today, too. Like, they're in this kind of warehouse thing at the beginning, so I don't know. Anyways, so that's kind of the setting, and then we get to their outfits.
Oh my god, so many fucking outfits.
Their outfits are way too much. So
they
bad
have
boy.
So many.
I love the bad boy.
I love the bad boy vibe.
I miss it. Like, can Tyr bring that back, please? So their outfits during Danger, they change them multiple times, so it's kind of hard to keep track of who's wearing what. So just, we're going to explain in general kind of what everyone is wearing.
Yeah.
So everyone is wearing some form of grungy, dark clothing, whether that be a black leather jacket, a jean jacket, white or black shirt with kind of like a logo on it. A lot of them are wearing ripped jeans. They'll either be like dark or light colored. They all have kind of gold accessories, whether it's a necklace or earrings or bracelets. Occasionally we'll see some sleeveless tanks. Kayla, I'm sure, is going to bring up Jimin. Yeah, Jimin in that leather black tank. Yeah. A lot of them have backwards hats on, like Yoongi and Tae both wear backwards hats. And then a lot of them have just kind of a variation of black and white shoes.
Yeah, it's total. It's like totally a bad boy vibe the whole time. Okay, so let me just describe like one of Jimin's outfits just to give you guys an idea of what all of the members look like. Because they're all like a fucking variation of this. So right at the beginning, like the beginning... the beginning choreography is... I just love Jimin's outfit. He's wearing, I'm pretty sure, a black... leather backwards hat, and he has like a white tank top on, like a loose kind of like t-shirt tank top with a black leather whatever like tank top like vest on over, and it has like zippers and like the collar. It's so fucking cool. And then he has light wash skinny jeans, and they have rips from the upper thighs down to the fucking ankles, all the way down his legs.
Yeah, from the upper, like the way upper thighs.
And I'm pretty sure he's wearing like black shoes, and he has this, you know, that black eyeliner and gold jewelry. And the boy is so hot, so damn fine. And really all of them have like that kind of style going on, and they look that fucking good.
A lot of them, yeah. I know that Jin and Jungkook both have, like, flannel wrapped around their waist.
Oh, my God.
I love that look. I love
Jin's look in this video is so good. So, do you want to get into what Tae is doing?
Yeah. So, at the very beginning, Tae, again, he's looking in the mirror. And I don't know why it bothers me, but everyone's kind of doing something productive. Like Suga's playing basketball, J-Hope is dancing, Jungkook is playing piano, Jimin's actually punching a punching bag, RM's writing, you know, but Tae is just like looking in a mirror. Like that's all he's doing. And like, I guess he's kind of like, Jin's not really doing much either. Jin's just kind of walking around, but at least he like set something on fire. But like V's role in this video is he like cuts his bangs, like, oh, so rebellious. Like,
so angry.
Cuts his bangs off.
Yeah.
But pretty much he's just looking in the mirror the whole time. But I will say, I love his nose. Like he makes that nose look good. Like he's got kind of a bigger nose, but it's so cute.
Oh my God, so cute. I want to talk about RM's hair. Like we see him at the beginning of this video when he's like writing, and his haircut is so reminiscent of Boy in Love because it's still like, it's like silvery blonde, like really platinum, really light, and it's shaved all the way around the sides again, except instead of being sleeked back, it's like curled up. So it's so cool and so sexy, and he is like bias wrecking this whole time.
Yes. No, I love RM's hair in this too.
Yeah.
But when we were watching this video, we're not really going in order of what the video actually goes in, but you'll see like little snippets of Yoongi with his hair. And oh, my God. You, when I was watching Danger, I was getting bias wrecked by Yoongi.
I love Yoongi.
I love him so much. But, man, during this video, I was like, Suga looks so good.
He looks so fucking good.
Yeah, he's got that, like, bandana under a backwards hat and that red hair. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, Kayla, I don't know why this is, but he looks like Chucky, like the doll Chucky to me. I know that sounds terrible. Because he's like,
oh my God, no
figure, you know. But honestly, I feel like if I were to go up to Yoongi and say, "Hey, so in Danger, you totally remind me of Chucky the doll," he'd be like, "Hell yeah, that's dope." Like, I feel like he'd like that.
Okay, so I agree with you. Actually, I'm thinking about like in the Danger dance practice video. Just thinking about how he looks in that video with no makeup on and the same hairstyle, completely, 100%.
Yeah, and he's so pasty. Like, yeah. He's so white.
Maybe it's because, like, he, in this video, he's supposed to look so, like, scary and hardcore and bad boy and menacing. But, like, Suga also, at the same time, he's just so fucking cute and adorable. And, like, we know that he's a baby. I don't know. Maybe that, like, combines together to be, like, Chucky.
Yeah, which is weird because, like, I hate scary movies so much.
Me too.
But for some reason, when I saw him, I thought of Chucky. And then, like, he also, for some reason, looks like he has dermal piercings or something, like, in his...
Oh, my God. Yes.
Like, he looks like a fucking demon. Like, Kayla, bitch. Like, you're maybe onto something with this. I don't know.
They're all demons, okay?
He's look. Sexy, though. Like, he looks so bad boy and sexy at the same time. Oh.
I would love Suga with some fucking, like, black dermal facial piercings. Like, and I'm, like, when you said, like, dermals, I was like, holy shit. You know what that makes me think of? Right now, Jordan and I are, like, going through the Naruto and Naruto Shippuden series, and we're in Shippuden right now, and a while back, Naruto had to fight this character named Pain, which is, like, really this guy named Nagato. Pain controlled all of these bodies through, like, dermal piercings, basically, in their face and ears, and they were black, and, like, in some of the characters, it looked, like, real sexy, and so this is what I'm thinking of, those types of piercings, like, on Suga's face in this video. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. The beginning is basically just like teaser one, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we see RM rap.
So RM raps, and then Jungkook starts rapping, which goodbye Jungkook to rapping, because after this, we don't really hear much of it.
Aww.
Yeah, so this is kind of goodbye to JK rapping for a little bit. He ends up doing it again in DNA. But after that, we go into Jin's part. All I can really say about his vocals here is, of course, they're beautiful. But to me, they sound so boy bandy. Like, oh my God. Remind me a lot of Backstreet Boys.
Yes, total boy bandy. Like, 90s Backstreet Boys vibes. Like, I really... Earlier when we were watching this together, I was getting so bias wrecked by Jin. Why am I getting bias wrecked by Jin? What is happening?
Yeah, we were both getting bias wrecked by random members. Like, what the Yoongi fuck? And Jin, what the hell?
But, like, for real, he, like, his hair is, like, this maroony, purpley, like, it looks so good. And it's this total 90s, like, side part, swoopy kind of hairstyle. And the heavy eyeliner and, like, the hairstyle and his outfit where he has, like, the flannel tied around his hips. It looks so fucking good. So
good. He's got that big-ass link gold chain around his neck.
Oh, my God.
Oh, and he's got that earring in.
Yes.
Whenever Jin wears an earring, it freaks me out. Like, it just totally freaks me out.
Dom daddy.
Daddy.
Daddy. Like, that's literally what I was thinking earlier. When have I ever said...
Did you just say Dom daddy?
Dom. When have I ever said Jin and Dom or Jin and daddy in the same sentence? Have I ever said Jin is a daddy? No.
Honestly, I think Jin is kind of Dom.
Like, that's what I... Bitch, I believe you. I think so.
He's totally a dom.
At minute 1:53, Jimin is a demon. Go look at it. And then this is like, it's like the chorus part, and Jimin is like in the front doing perfect, amazing singing, amazing visuals, amazing dancing, absolute perfection.
Again, he points at the camera. Oh. Like he points right at the camera, just like Jungkook does.
Right at the camera.
Yeah. I guess it just must be a common theme of danger, but he points right at the camera, and he sings that super high note. Like, to me, I don't know what he's saying in Korean.
It got a gejima.
Got a gejima. Oh, yeah. No, I just hear gotta catch them all, which is like totally not what he's saying.
I gotta catch them all. Yeah, sure.
I just hear it.
We're total dumbasses. Like, we have no idea. It's just what our mind adapts, like, Korean phrases to, like, the closest thing to English. Like, misheard lyrics.
Yes, totally misheard lyrics.
This, like, that part just made me feel like Jimin is 100% my bias. Like, he is so amazing, and he's such an amazing person, and, like, I love him so much, and he's incredible.
He does a really, really good job in this music video.
Oh, my God.
I will give him that. Like, damn. Okay, so the next part, after Jimin does, gotta catch 'em all, you know, he punches a punching bag. Which, if you pause at that part,
oh my
you
god,
see every single one of those like, damn, Jimin, damn.
Oh my, if you pause right there, like right on the 2 minute mark, you'll see like his fist connecting. Actually, I don't think that he's wearing boxing gloves. I said earlier that he was, but I think he just has tape around his hands, and he has like one arm connecting with the punching bag, and the other one is pulled back and like flexing. And oh my god, yeah. Like he's wearing a tank top, so I mean,
yeah, no, he's not wearing punching gloves, but he like wraps his hands with some sort of wrapping to kind of protective, like they protect his knuckles and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's sexy.
Oh my god, so fucking sexy.
So after that, it goes into Jungkook's part. And Jungkook is in the middle, and all the other members are dancing around him. Kayla and I have this theory about this choreography. So they all touch the side of their neck. And what we realize is a common theme in BTS dancing choreography
yes.
is some neck touching going on.
Neck choreography.
Let's make some new theories on this shit, okay? So we're going to talk about, just briefly, the evolution of this neck dance, this neck choreography.
Yes.
So in Danger, when they touch their neck, it's almost like they've got a tick, you know? Like, you know, they're frustrated.
Yeah.
So in Danger, that neck choreography represents a lot what Danger represents, which is frustrated, angry, agitated.
Impulsive.
So then yeah. after that, we go into the I Need You era, which they again touch their neck, but they're like doing these slow body rolls. Mm. And the way they touch their neck is so desperate. And
yes.
they're like longing for something or yearning for something when they're, you know, touching their neck and I need you. And then during the Wings era, we see Blood, Sweat, and Tears, where again, they are touching their necks. You know, well, they don't touch their necks entirely except for Jimin. If you look at Jimin during Blood, Sweat,
oh
and Tears,
God.
He actually touches his neck.
Oh, I can't wait to talk about it.
I know. We'll talk about Blood, Sweat, and Tears. Oh that's
God.
A good episode, too. But they all don't touch their neck, but they hover just slightly caress their necks. It's seductive.
As
so
fuck.
It's like we go from this frustrated to like longing, desperate touch to this seductive touch. So yeah.
Yeah. Next is that they just fuck you.
So next after this, we get to see Taeyang.
Oh my god.
That neck choreography.
Oh my yeah. god.
Ah. God, when V comes to the front, guys, I'm sorry. He's my bias. I love him so, so much. But he's got that, in all honesty, he's got serious coconut head going on. His hair, ugh, woof. But he's got that, like, jean jacket on, and that looks real good. He ends up wearing a hat later on in the video. Like, you'll see snippets of him wearing a backwards hat.
Yeah.
Which is super, super hot, in my opinion. Like, yes. And so the backwards hat, it says Stamped on it. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if that's a name brand or what, but I don't give a shit because it looks so good.
It looks so good.
Yeah, he's got these black studs in. Again, he's got like that really heavy eyeliner just like all the other members do, but his mm-hmm. eye whites are so prominent.
Oh my God, Bethany. His fucking eye whites. This.
No, I mean, it's hard not to notice them.
This is when V is a demon.
Yeah, no.
Right here.
Throughout this video, guys, if you just look, you'll see all the members kind of look down. They tilt their head down, and then their eyes shoot up towards the camera. So mm-hmm. they just all look like demons. 100% demons.
Well, when Jungkook does it, he has those fucking bedroom eyes like he had in the home dance party. But, like, when V yeah. does it, he's a fucking demon.
He's a demon. But Jin does it too. Like, I know, Jin is throwing that lighter. Yeah, he throws that lighter and starts a fire. Like, damn, yeah, boy is a demon.
Also, I love, you mentioned that he's wearing, like, that jean jacket.
Ugh, yes.
Oh, my God. I love it because it's, like, jean in the front, but the sleeves are, like, leather again. Leather? How they have this whole mm-hmm. leather theme. And his arms look so big. Like, especially when he has his arms, like, folded, like, crossed across his body, like, in the dance, in the choreography. It just, he looks huge. He looks massive, just, like, built.
Yeah.
Like,
no,
oh, my God.
I love when he comes to the front. Like, when he's dancing in the front, he is putting everything he has into it. Damn. Okay, anyway.
Damn.
I talk about V so much, I just have to stop. And oh, my God. And we still have War of Hormone, which is a whole another topic.
I know. Wait, before J-Hope, we get to see Jin's true aesthetics by the fire. It, like, we get, like, a couple close-up, like, face shots of him, and he's standing outside by this fire, and there's, like, it's like a bonfire with, like, shopping carts all around it, but he's yeah. wearing this shirt that says Dope, which you mentioned, you thought that it was, like, a nod to their Dope music video that would come out after this era. So
yeah, I'm not entirely sure if that's true, but maybe I can see it, you know.
Look,
I wouldn't put it past them.
No, we talk about all the time that everything that they do means something. So
yeah,
it's probable. I say the way that he catches the light on his face, he's just such a model and just true aesthetics. And even with like his total dom daddy 90s Backstreet Boy look, he looks so beautiful right here.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So then we go into J-Hope's part, and I'm going to be brutally honest with all of you guys. I used to think that Danger was not J-Hope's era. Like, I just thought he never really stuck out compared to all the other members. But after watching it, I've just realized that every era is J-Hope's era. Like, he looks
every
so
fucking era.
Good in this.
Yes.
He looks so good in this. Boy, like, when his part comes, it's so intense.
You better be fucking ready.
Yeah, he gets the choreography when they're dancing in the water. And just that, like, half inch of water or, like, inch of water that they're dancing in, and the lights are super dim. I mean, they were brilliant to put J-Hope in front. Like,
yeah.
J-Hope does such a good job. J-Hope does that bum bum but like, I don't know how to explain it. That, like, car part where he, like, mm-hmm. honks. And then it transitions into Suga.
Oh my God, Suga!
So they go from that warehouse kind of dancing choreography to back to the subway.
Yes.
And we see Suga, who just lays it out for us. He just
lays
it out.
He fucking kills it. He kills it. He spits fire. Oh my God, the red hair.
Red hair and the bandana and the hat and
the leather fucking jacket with the collar popped. Did you see face?
The Chucky face.
Well, he's also wearing this leather jacket, and it has this huge collar, and he pops it, and he has, like the jacket has zippers all over it, and it just looks so fucking hot, and it really adds to the Chucky vibe. Like, I don't know why.
It really adds to the Chucky vibe, yeah.
Kill me.
Okay. So as the video is kind of coming to an end, they all start to get a little bit reckless. Like,
oh my God.
RM starts to tattoo himself. Jungkook starts to, like, totally slam his bat.
He knocks over the fucking piano.
Yeah, no, he like, kicks
yeah.
it.
He just knocks it over. And then, like,
yeah,
V cuts his hair.
V's, like, stroking his hair, just contemplating whether or not he's going to cut it.
You know what it makes me think of? It's like every time when you're in high school and you're like thinking, man, I really want to like change up my looks. Should I cut my bangs? And you're like in the bathroom mirror. That's just what V's doing this entire time during this video. He is frustrated and angsty over deciding, should I cut my bangs? Yeah.
You know what, V? I cut my bangs in high school. I regret having bangs, but I had bangs and I cut them myself.
Oh.
Anyways, so yeah, V ends up cutting his bangs.
Suga throws a fucking basketball through a window.
Yeah, he does. He really does. J-Hope is dancing real intensely in front of the mirror.
Mm-hmm.
Jin's got that whole fire thing going on. Yeah, they're being dangerous. They're being
dangerous.
Real bad boy.
I can't believe that RM escalated to the point of tattooing his own arm.
Yeah.
Who fucking tattoos themselves?
Yeah. Painful. Yeah, no, it's real bad boy. Imagine dating a guy who tattooed himself. Fuck yeah. Danger.
Dangerous.
It's all very dangerous. It's all
peligroso. So bad boy.
The video ends with V in the middle. And
yes.
He crosses his arms and it just kind of, yeah, the video just kind of ends. It just carries out. And it's a lot to handle and I'm surprised we actually made it through that.
Oh my God. I don't even know if any of that made sense because we didn't really go in order. We were just kind of like, and this happens and this happens. But you guys, literally, that is what happened when we watched these videos for this era.
Yeah.
They are too fucking much. Like, it's...
Yes. And we had a disclaimer at the beginning that this was going to be real fangirly.
Real fangirly.
We're not really analyzing the video. We're just talking about how hot they all are. And like, damn.
Yeah. Like, we're not analyzing the era or the album. We're just talking about the fucking music video. So, yeah, this is what you came for.
Yeah, we got to get going on War of Hormone.
We got to go on War of Hormone.
We got to get going. All right, Kayla, when did this come out?
War of Hormone came out on October 21st. So it's like a month after the album dropped. And so much fucking stuff happens in this video. Like, oh my God, right at the beginning, right off the bat, RM is too much to handle. He has so much eyeliner. His facial expressions is like, what the fuck are you doing to me? His dancing is like really good. And it's just even just the beginning, first couple beats to the song.
Yes.
He has like this platinum blonde hair and like this, mm-hmm. this like suit on, like this black suit that has white pinstripes on it.
Oh, the pinstripe. Yeah, he's got the pinstripe suit on. The setting of this is it takes place outside like a high school campus kind of.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it starts off with RM. You hear that swoosh of the basketball hoop and he's totally dominating this first half of the song. Like it's just this very beginning or intro of the song. He's totally dominating.
Dom.
And then after that, we see Jungkook and J-Hope come into the picture. So Jungkook is wearing like this long sleeve red and black striped sweater that has holes in it. He's got jeans with patches on it. And then he has this like real obnoxiously long black scarf on that just hangs past his hips. Like they're just dangling. It's really weird. I really don't like it. But anyways.
He like gives me major Freddy Krueger vibes.
Yeah. So the thing about this music video, yeah, it's definitely Freddy. What is with the horror films?
I know, because they're so dangerous.
Horror films.
So scary.
Yeah, okay.
I'm scared.
So the thing about this music video, War of Hormone, what makes it so different from other music videos is that it has this gray filter over it, but you can see red. So red comes through that gray filter.
Mm-hmm.
So Jungkook has got that red striped sweater on, so it shows through. And so he's really noticeable and really pops. J-Hope is wearing this like black blazer. He's got a swooped neck shirt on. His pants are black jeans. And then he also has like these handcuffs. I think they're handcuffs.
Yeah.
They're dangling from his jeans. And then mm-hmm. dangling off the handcuffs is this bandana. Like bad boy as fuck. he also
I'll
has
lock
these,
you up, girl.
Yeah. He also has these bracelets and he's got necklaces on. And then he's kind of got these tall white socks on too.
Yeah.
On too. Yeah. So then Jimin and Taeyong join.
Oh my God.
You want to talk about Jimin?
Yes, because when they walk in at this point, I know that you've probably only ever watched Taeyong because he's your bias, but when Jimin walks in, this is right at 22 seconds, he is literally a demon. He makes this face where he smiles and then he like glares and his smiling is menacing kind of just because of the look that he has in his eyes and the specific angle he's at and his eye smile. Oh my God. I took a picture of it. I will post it on our Instagram, like on our Instagram story. It's so amazing. It is. Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah, I used to think that the Jimin is a demon theory was really wacky, but after seeing the Snapchat that Kayla sent me, like 100% Jimin is a demon.
No one who is human can do what Jimin does with his face and like the feeling and like emotion that he conveys. It's honestly frightening. I'm scared.
I feel like it's his eyes, like the way his eyes are shaped.
Because like half the time he's like sweet and amazing and perfect. And then the other time he's like scaring you with his eyes. It's not fair. Okay.
So anyways, Jimin, he's got this like super messy hair. It's spiked up. And I'm not going to lie, like it looks really good on him. And he's got this white shirt. He's got these black suspenders on, which yeah. are so cute.
Yes. And then, best part. The best part. The red pants.
The red pants, yes.
These red pants. Honestly, the only reason why I watch this music video.
the Djibouti.
Djibouti. For Djibouti. Look, we know by now, legs are my kink. Like, booties, legs, I love it. And everything about these pants with the suspenders that he's wearing is amazing. Like, you can see all of his muscles. You can see, like, his whole booty. It's very outlined because of, like, the coloring of these pants and the filter on the video. It's amazing.
It's amazing. That's for sure. Yes. V also comes in at this time. And, of course, I have to notice V because it's my bias.
Yes.
He has similar kind of hair. It's messy. It's flipped up. It's spiked up. You know, it's very similar to Jimin's, except V's hair is purple. Mm-hmm. But you don't really get to see that because they've got this gray filter over it, which is super disappointing because I think Tae looks real good with purple hair.
Oh, for sure.
So again, V is wearing something similar to RM where he's got the pinstripe pants on. Mm-hmm. He's got this fitted black shirt on, this real badass leather jacket on that has writing on it. I don't know what it says, but the jacket is so badass. Like, I have no other way to describe it. Like, rock and roll kind of feel. Yeah. You know?
It's like 50s greaser.
Yeah, it's totally 50s greaser, which is so up my alley. Oh, yes.
Oh, it so is.
Yeah. So he's got a gold necklace on too. And you cannot forget that he has a fucking lollipop in his mouth when he does this dance. Like, right when he walks in, he's got this lollipop and he's just sucking on it and playing with it. And it's so, so sexy.
He's just sucking on it.
He's just sucking on it.
Fuck.
So then after this, Jin and Suga then join them. So yep. Jin is wearing a plaid red and black suit-like jacket. He's got a white shirt with he's got like large holes in it, honestly. He's got a gold chain on and then black pants.
And then Suga is wearing this like adorable hat, this white shirt, a puffy black jacket. So he looks super cool. And then ripped black jeans. And then a girl passes by all of them. Once they're all lined up, they, like, all seriously check her out. And, like, some of their reactions are just, like, too, like, over the top. Like, Jimin. He puts his hands, like, on his cheeks, like, Home Alone style. And, like, opens his mouth really wide and is like, oh, my God.
Yes.
Jin, too.
Jin's kind of doing the same thing.
Yeah.
So after this, RM starts to rap, and they all start to follow after this girl. Like, they're walking towards the camera, but they're following this girl.
Yeah.
And one of my favorite things that RM does is he kind of puts his hand over his eyes, and then he pulls his hand back, and he makes kind of like a V with his hands, kind of like, I don't know, that Star Trek reference, whatever that is.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, whatever that is. I don't know Star Trek. Anyway,
I don't know either.
But then they start to do those kind of like more hand gestures, like around their face. It just reminds me of Lady Gaga. I don't know.
I like don't even notice that because while RM is rapping, I like catch that Jimin does like this little lip bite in the back. And it's amazing.
I love that V and Jimin are both in the back. Like, they're together right behind RM just being total douchebags, honestly. Like, they look so cute, but...
Just fuckboys.
Fuckboys, yeah. So then they start going to... After RM raps, then it goes into Jungkook rapping. Again, goodbye Jungkook rapping because he doesn't do it much after this. So Jungkook, oh my God, he's such a baby in this. He's so small. I cannot take him seriously. Like, he looks so innocent, especially since he follows after Namjoon's rapping. Mm-hmm. It sounds so cute and little.
Oh my God, he is so cute. And like we said in Danger, he was like a man, but he looks like such a small little baby in this. Like, no, just so cute. No, he went back in time. Like, especially when he says the high hail hail part, he is just mm-hmm. like a baby, like so cute.
And I love how he says, yes, I'm a bad boy, so I like bad girl. Oh. Too cute.
My heart.
So then after that, the camera pans and yes. all of the boys are in front of the school entrance. Hay is in front and he licks his lollipop one more time. Like, it's mm-hmm. in his mouth. He pulls it out. He licks it one more time. He just pitches it to the ground and then sexually licks the lollipop juice off of his thumb. And he's like staring right at the camera. And then he starts singing in his super like growling, raspy mm-hmm. voice. Hello, 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 hello. I have so many opinions about his grungy voice. I don't think I'm going to bring it up in this episode because we're already so into this that I'll just save it for another episode.
Yeah, but fucking Taeyang.
I have so many feelings about his grungy voice. Like, y'all need to not hate on it. He has a really beautiful grungy voice and also has a really beautiful, like, songbirdy voice.
Mm-hmm.
He has an amazing vocal range. Like, he can get real low and real high.
Very dynamic and unique.
Yes, like, Stigma was so hard for him, and he conquered that shit. Like, he worked so freaking hard to get that high note in Stigma. But then you hear him in War of Hormone and Danger, like, he's got that grungy voice. And some people were like, oh, V can't sing. All he does is growl. It's like, no, obviously not. He has really, really good vocals, but if he wants to growl, he can fucking growl. Like, it sounds good. Sorry.
Also, he has the deepest voice in BTS. Like, he's the deepest singer, like the singer yeah. with the lowest range. So, yeah, sometimes his voice, just because of being deeper, it could sound growly when you sing, but it's not like a negative thing. It's just like, that's the depth of his voice. That's how low it is. Like, yeah.
Yeah, it's a style. I think it really balances the vocal and the rap line. Like, he's kind of like mediating the difference between the two.
Yeah.
But that's my opinion.
Yeah, haters, you can't fucking sing that low. Try it. I bet you can't do it.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh my God. Anyways,
I personally love Taeyang in this video. He's way too much. Like, he licks his thumb and sticks his tongue out way too many times.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's just too much.
Yeah. So then in this part when they're like dancing in front of what, a school or something, they mm-hmm. all, let's talk about ass choreography, because they all
ass choreography
they all fucking slap their asses or like rub their butts. Like, I mean, there's different parts where V slaps Jungkook's and slaps Jimin's at one time. Like,
yeah, he slaps G booty first.
Oh my God,
thank you V for slapping Jimin's butt, because we were all wanting to do it.
Bless up. Also, bless up. Like, right after that part, we see Muscle Pig over there come over and just scoop up Suga on his shoulders. Like, a total Suga cookie moment. But Jungkook just lifts him up. And, you know, I feel like that's the beginning. That's the beginning of Muscle Pig. And then...
Yes. Oh, yeah. Jungkook definitely gets real built after
this. Oh my God.
I think he's already built, but his like face starts to
fill out,
transform a little bit,
yeah,
and mature a little bit, so it starts to match his muscles. Oh, and, yes.
Oh, and also at this moment, Suga is wearing a beret, and to be honest, I fucking love it.
Oh, I love it too.
It's so crazy because just last week on my personal Twitter account, I tweeted that I felt like a lot of my outfits would be completed with a beret. And then, like, I was watching this, and in this video, Suga's outfit is 100% completed by this fucking beret. Like, he looks so good. Why is such a fucking cool, rad, chill, like, fucking person, like, he looks so cool in this beret. I don't know how,
but yeah,
he pulls it the fuck off.
Yes. With his Chucky face, yeah.
Oh my god, we're kind of gonna like skip over J-Hope's part because we like don't really care for it in this video. I just feel like it's kind of gross and like a little misogynistic, and I don't feel like that's J-Hope, and I don't know. I just don't really like it.
Yeah, it's kind of cringy because, like, he's trying to get this girl in his car and he's trying to take her home. Like, I don't know. But the thing that gets me the most is he, like, acts like he's popping a pimple on his face. And, oh, pimples gross me out so much. So it's really repulsive to me. Also, I hate, you know what? All of our listeners, if you pop your significant other's pimples, please stop. Like, what are you doing? I think, I know it's a really common thing. Oh, I do it. Oh, no, you're gross.
I used to be really bad. I used to literally do it every single day. And that's because, like, when a pimple is on my own face, I cannot help but pop it. I want it gone. So when I used to see them on Jordan's, I just wanted to pop them so they'd be gone. But over the years, I've taught him skincare, and he washes his face, I think, you know, at least a few times a week now. So it's... as much as I can get him to do it. But it's better, so I rarely do it now. But, like, if there's ever a big pimple, now he will actually, like, ask me to do it because it's, like, painful.
Well, I hate it. But I really hate it. Just leave your boyfriend's or girlfriend's skin the fuck alone.
It's gross, whatever. I think it's like a cold, I think it's like a saying, like, I'll pop my pimple at you is how it translated in the music video, but I don't know what that means, you know? Like, it doesn't translate to English how, like, it's...
even grosser.
Like, we don't know the meaning of that phrase, so it just seems, Anyways, somebody tell us.
Yeah, after J-Hope's part, we see Jin, Jungkook, and Jimin all riding on bikes towards us, like towards the camera.
Yeah, and we see Jungkook, when he's on the bike, he bites his lip and then smiles. He's super cute. He's a baby. When you should look at Jim, just at Jimin's crotch on the bike, because, like, hello, red pants and on a bike. And then, like, also...
and they're tight, yeah.
And they're tight. And also... Jin's tire is not moving, but Jimin and Jungkook's are, but Jin's is, like, stagnant. So I don't know what's going on there.
Does he have some sort of special bike? Like, some sort of, like...
to be, like, stable, so... because he had to, like, sing, like, and move his...
sort of, like... yeah, like a BMX bike or
something.
Yeah,
some I don't
shit.
Know.
Like, what is he...
I have no idea.
What is he riding on?
But, oh my gosh. But also, okay, so, like, who decided to put these bikes in there? Because I think that they totally detract from this, like, bad boy, hard ass vibe that they're going for.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Jimin's bike has two horns on it, like a child.
Yes, it's super goofy. And then... Jungkook's bike, like, when he's riding on it and he's, like, singing his part, he gives a thumbs up.
Yeah.
Like, what?
That's not sexy.
Why are you doing that? Like, hello, king of bedroom eyes, why are you giving me a thumbs up
right now?
Like a dork. It's not bad boy. It's not sexy, but whatever.
Whatever.
So, as we get past the bike riding part, we get back into, like, the main choreography where V and Jin do the Samunia.
Yes.
You know? Taeyong just needs to stop it already, okay? Like, we get it. This is your song. We get it. You're sexy. We get it. You like to stick your tongue out at us. Like, all right. But
Jimin, too. Put your fucking tongue away.
Oh, Jimin, too. Yeah, no, Jimin and Taeyong are little shits in this. Like, they are trying to come for us with their mouths.
They're trying to come for us, Bethany? There are so many fucking, like, things you didn't notice videos of this song. And so many of them have, like, tongue slip counts. And it goes up into, I feel like the 30s. It has to.
Probably, yeah, for sure.
So many.
Yeah. So Taeyong, again, he comes right up to the front of the camera. He holds this wink. Mm. Like, he's not just winking at us. Like, he's holding the wink. And he starts to lick his mouth like a fucking dog.
Woof, woof.
It's so sexual, and it's not okay. Anyways, so what I love about this scene, though, is that we're about to go from outside on the campus to inside a gymnasium. And how they transition into that is V kind of, like, puts his hand on the camera and pushes the camera away. It's such a cool transition because, you know, he's coming at us and then he, like, pushes us and then the camera pans into inside a gymnasium.
Oh, it's so cool. I don't really know why they're in a gym, you know, like.
Yeah, it's kind of a common thing with K-pop videos, and I don't know why that is, but it just kind of is.
Yeah. When they're, once they get into the gym, though, they're, like, all walking towards the camera, like, I guess from the doors of the gym towards, like, the middle of the gym, probably, and there's, like, pretty dim lighting, like, you know, like, two big floodlights on each side of the gym, but no other lights on, and it's kind of, like, a little smoky. Like foggy a little bit, like dusty, I would say dusty. Mm-hmm. They zoom in, they start like panning around all the members, and they start by zooming in right to Jimin's face. And like, this is right at 3:43. He bites his bottom lip and then like bares all of his teeth, like all of it. He scrunches up his nose. Yes. Oh my God. That's illegal.
I know, like, illegal. This whole video is illegal. Basically, once they get inside the gym, they sing and dance the part of the chorus of the song, and they're doing the choreography. Again, like, Tae ends up slapping Jungkook's ass, and then Tae ends up in the center of the formation, kind of like he did in Danger.
Mm-hmm.
So he's in the center, and we see the girl starts... She starts to walk towards them. The girl that was at the beginning of the video that they all checked out real hard.
Mm-hmm.
So she starts to come in towards all of the boys. And it kind of looks like she's trying to pick which guy she wants to choose. And honestly, I don't blame her. She ends up choosing Taeyong.
Of course.
Let me tell you, this girl's, like, I don't think she's even acting. This girl is so giddy. Like, when Tae grabs her and he, like spins her around, you can see her face, and she looks so giddy and so happy. Like, bitch, you ain't even acting. Like, you love this.
Oh, my God.
And I don't blame her. I don't blame her.
No, and Tae, his face, he looks so happy. Like, he does this huge smile.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. So, anyways, it's an amazing video. I think that pretty much sums up the teaser and music videos for the Dark and Wild era. I hope that we did it justice. I know that we bounced around a lot and we fangirled a lot, but honestly, it's the only way to do justice to these music videos. Like, we can talk about analysis and meaning and, like, whole era themes and shit like that later, but these videos are works of art in and of themselves, so they need their own space.
Yeah.
Yes.
They were made for fangirling and fanboying.
Yeah.
Like, that's totally what they meant to do with this. And they succeeded.
Yeah.
Because when we watched it, it's just so hard not to fangirl. Like, you just, they just draw you in, and they're so cute, and they're so sexy, like.
And they blow us away every single fucking time.
They're just perfect.
Just perfect. So.
Absolutely angelic.
Oh my God. And also demonic.
And demonic. Angelic and demonic.
At the same time.
That should be one of their album names.
Angels and Demons. That's already... that's a thing.
Yeah, let's title the episode that, Angels and Demons.
No. Okay, so if you liked this episode, or if you liked any of our previous episodes, we would super love and appreciate if you would head on over to iTunes and leave us a review, like a rating and a review. Once we reach 100 reviews, we are doing Taekook as a ship series episode, just a reminder. So we have 30 more. Bethany can't wait.
I cannot wait.
We would love to hear from you. So you can email us at standingbtspodcast@gmail.com. You can follow us on Twitter and hang out with us there at standingbtspod. You can like our Facebook page, standingbts. And you can follow our pre-existing fangirl Instagram account called Sugarvree Cookie Jams, where we post shit every day, and it's really fangirly.
Very fangirly.
Yes.
So all of that will be in the description.
In the description.
Thanks for listening, and thanks for stanning BTS.